America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up, when we get to the weather, a new entrant when it comes to the dueling weather smoke competition that has existed for quite some time between Jeremy Reiner and Chris Curtis. This is a heavyweight, though, so we'll get to that when we get to the weather.
Can I just quickly?
Yes.
We will get to that.
Yes.
I just watched a press conference of all the first responders in Florida who said that many of these areas that were predicted to have 100-year storms had more damage from Helene a month ago or 3 weeks ago. Not even close to Hurricane Ian. Like, my point with all of this is that you can't cry wolf. If you keep saying it's the biggest storm of all time, then people will stop listening when you actually have the biggest storm of all time. It's not that hard to understand.
I think, though, that, and you would know better, but I think that it's difficult to forecast.
No, every forecast said it was going to weaken as it approached. Everyone. But they don't talk about that while they're saying, oh, is it a Category 7? And then when it goes down from a Category 5 to a Category 3, they're like, the category doesn't matter. It's just like, it's bizarre to me. But anyway.
But imagine if they said, like, oh, this is actually not going to be something you worry about. And then the hurricane picks up steam at the last second. And then millions of people that did not evacuate end up getting killed. Like, I do think that there is...
No, you can say you should evacuate because there's a potential for something awful to happen. That's very different than saying we've never seen this in 100 years.
I always go with the more extreme, it seems
like
they tend to go.
Yeah, but I think that's in over an abundance of caution.
Yeah,
I
get it.
I think is why they...
Yeah, it's like when we get the snow down here, they're like, yeah, we're going to get pummeled with 30 inches, and then it's like, all right, we got 6 inches.
I mean, some people argue that it's just for ratings, and that's why the weather people do it, and but
yeah, it's fear-mongering so that people pay attention more.
I don't think it... I don't agree with that.
Are you kidding me? Yesterday, they're in a live segment. They took the 4, moved it to a 3, and they didn't even acknowledge it. If that was a 3 to a 5, they would have had 50 people dancing on the screen, screaming at the top of their lungs.
The problem is Mother Nature just has a mind of her own. And meteorologists...
That's beautiful.
We've been in this world... I mean, think about this. We've been in this world as people who have watched meteorologists our whole life, and we go, don't they got the best job in the world? Where they're...
Well, for one guy, it was a very emotional job this week. No. You know, there's one guy who was crying about it.
It has dropped 50 millibars in 10 hours. I apologize. This is just horrific.
I think they look at it like...
So, Curtis, your issue is that it didn't end up being horrific. And that's awful.
Yeah. People lost their homes. Right. It's not something to make light of. What I'm saying is that if you are in that position, You have been given trust by the viewer to not be there to say things in a way to make it overdramatic, but to be honest about what will happen and the damage that will ensue. To say it's a once-in-a-100-year storm, and then the day after it's not as bad as the one that was there 2 weeks ago, you lose credibility.
They have the best job in the world, Greg. They don't have to be right. They make, you know, great money.
Yeah.
They don't have to be right. Guess what? If it misses, you know what they blame it on? They blame it on the last second. There was a cool breeze and knocked it out to the ocean.
Kind of like this job. I mean, Chime tells you that Drake May is the second coming. He won't be held accountable if he isn't, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, Courtney holds me accountable all the time.
That is so true.
Speaking of ratings, I'm curious about this.
15-3.
From the...
Oh, that's what we did in the last weekly, sorry. Everybody's turning us off. Swing and a miss.
I'm curious about this for Sunday.
I mean, 15-3 is a very good rate. Oh, Sunday, yes.
From this incredible audience. Because I went to watch the game at Lincoln on Sunday, and there were not a lot of people there. Does Drake May renew the interest for those who had gone away?
Mm-hmm.
For those who were choosing outdoor activities, mm-hmm. outdoor fall activities, or family time, or kids sports time, or whatever? Like, are you back? If that was you and you were out on this team, like maybe you were in after they beat the Bengals, and then you were half in after they almost beat the Seahawks, and then you were out. Are you back?
Yeah, all day long.
You think so?
Of course.
Bars will be packed.
Like the intro. You think?
Yes.
You really?
Southie bars will be packed this Sunday. Mark my words.
I think people are back, at least for a time being. Like, you're right, Greg. Like, what if he really sucks? Then I guess it's short-lived. But
yeah.
I believe part of the plan that was nonsensical from the start was Robert and Jonathan saying, holy S, a third of the stadium's empty in a one-score game in the fourth quarter at home in a must-win.
And if you're Lincoln, if you're Stats, if you're Broadway, Playwright, all the big bars that show the games,
mm-hmm.
massive miss if you aren't doing a signature Drake May drink.
Okay.
If you're not saying if Drake scores his first touchdown, Bud Light on the house.
I like it.
You got to do something. Like,
I'll even come out and sign some 8x10s and bring the ring for a small little fee. I mean, watch Drake May with Wiggy.
Yep.
Let's do it. Hit me up. DM me on IG at jwiggs85.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this all along. Like, if you're a Patriots fan and you're an NFL fan, I think you were watching anyway. But I guess it's maybe the casual fans who...
I'm more invested now as a fan. And I was watching, but now I'm more invested.
So much.
And you could just feel the vibe from people like people I know. You know, you probably get a bunch of text messages. I know I get a bunch of text messages like, finally, time, Drake May time. Mm-hmm. I think a lot more people, like, you're right, Courtney, they're going to be going to the bars just to see how it looks.
Yeah.
413 text, as a massive Jets fan, I bought tickets to this game and almost sold them after this weekend. But with Drake May starting, I'm now excited for a good competitive football game. So
yep.
There's at least something that you are building toward. So you're either going to see that May, if Shime's right, May's great, you got the quarterback, boom, let's figure out the rest. Or it's a Josh Rosen effect where you see that he's definitely not the guy and you got to get back into the QB market next year.
And we're going to hold on.
Here in the Twitch chat, 100%, I'm going to be at a soccer tournament all weekend, and now I have to find a way to watch the game when I would not have prior to Drake May being the starter. So.
And you know what we're going to be looking for? And Shine brought up the word. We're going to be looking for those moments. We did it. Well, not all of us, but a lot of us did it with Mac Jones. Oh, when he had this game or he had that game. It looked like that. It's those moments throughout the game where Drake May makes a play and you're going to go, all right. There's some excitement. Yeah, even though we lost the game, we could build off of Drake May's skill set. That's what you're going to be looking for, the moments.
I'm not back. I'm not back. That's a 508 text. It's not the quarterback. It's ownership not investing in the team. I guess there are some people who are going to be upset.
But I think they're in the minority, those people.
Of interest, Curtis and I talked about this yesterday after the show, but there is a Forbes magazine article on the Commanders owner. And buried in the article, like very last paragraph of the article, is a quote from Robert Kraft. The article's all about the NFL, which has now allowed private equity, essentially hedge funds, to invest in an equity piece of NFL teams for the first time, up to 10%. And in the article, it was kind of surprising to me, Curtis. Robert Kraft essentially says, I'll read you the quote. In today's world, sports teams and music are the only things that really bring communities together. We have a very powerful product. He goes on to mention that he has been offered more than $7 billion for his franchise. Mm. And then he says, I think we've come up with a program that both satisfies the needs of private equity firms, but also supports the culture that we want to keep going, a win-win all around. I never thought I would sell anything out, but I'm considering it. Is that surprising to you?
It, you know, the first thing that popped in my head, and I don't know if it's connected at all. Courtney's the expert on this one. Do you think he would put a bid in for the Celtics? Is he looking to liquidate cash?
I don't know.
His son is potentially running for mayor. They've been trying to get the soccer field in Boston, yeah. Soccer stadium. I wonder if they would put those two together.
I mean, you sell 10% of that team at $700 million, essentially.
That's at, what, a $7 billion valuation?
Good yes. math.
Well, yeah. So, but didn't the Miami Dolphins just do this? And they got the valuation, they got, like, an amount of money that had it valued at, like, $10 million for the franchise.
$10 billion.
I'm sorry, billion. Steve, use the wrong letter.
$100,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they, the other thing, Greg, which if I were the Krafts, I'm certainly not, I would tell Tom Brady to stop flirting with the pumpkin pie haircutted freak and the Raiders, and yeah. Here's an offer to you to become John Elway to us,
yeah,
minority owner and president of the football operation.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Does he have $700 million lying around, though, Brady?
I'm sure he could, you know.
Family discount.
Join up with a hedge fund. And,
okay.
And
do it
what if they did a payment plan?
But oh, then, how long until LeBron is a minority owner now on a team?
But how much, like, joining up then, how much does he really get of that 10%, what, 1%?
What if he joined in?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know. Right. I mean,
yeah, whatever.
But still, I guess.
They call that sweat equity, Wiggy.
It goes back to the John Elway mistake, where he chose not to jump on board as an owner for the Broncos, and then when they sold the team,
he got screwed.
But the great Mario Lemieux did it with the Pittsburgh Penguins and then made a ton of money. So
it's just of interest to me that they are considering that, because you would never have thought that Robert Kraft and that family would sell any portion of the Patriots.
Yeah, but it's such a small percentage,
yeah, exactly.
And it's so much money.
Right.
But we always said that they were so... They wanted to keep it in the family.
Still
like everything.
In the family.
Well, I mean, I don't think that they would just sell it to anybody. I think it would have to be like a Tom Brady or somebody that they really trust. Like, I think that they still want to have the complete upper hand. And I understand 10% is so small, but
yeah. It's like,
Wick owned less than 10% with the Celtics. Yeah.
So, it's like, don't your parents have a house in Lowell?
Tingsboro.
Tingsboro, sorry.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It'd be like if they sold one of the bathrooms. It's still their house.
Is there a big difference between Tingsboro and Lowell? Is that offensive?
No, I just wanted to be factually correct.
No, I wasn't sure.
Clearly there.
No, I grew up in Lowell. I just don't want the Lowell people to be like, you don't live in Lowell.
All right, let's get to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Wow, Courtney don't like Lowell.
No,
huh?
I love Lowell. My grandparents live there. That's where I grew up.
Well, when I said that, you're like, no, Lowell, what?
Because sometimes I'll say I live in Lowell and people will come at me saying you live in Belvedere, which is a part of Lowell. So I just want to be factually correct.
All right.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. Gerard Mayo made it official when it comes to the QB1 situation on Sunday. It's going to be May, like Justin Timberlake says. Here's Drake talking about getting the nod.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. Something you dream of, getting your first start in the NFL. So really excited to get out there with the guys. Take advantage of, having the full week to get prepared and try to put my best foot forward to help the team win.
Jabril Peppers has been placed on the commissioner's exempt list. He will not be able to attend practices or games. The Bruins have their home opener tonight. Puck drop is at 7 against the Canadiens. And Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Niners at the Seahawks. Kickoff at 8:15. Shime, here we go. Let's make a pick.
Okay. Shime, here we go. On record.
All right. I'm going to go with Geno Smith.
No.
250-plus passing yards. He's hit it in four straight games.
All right.
The San Francisco defense hasn't been as good as originally advertised.
Oh.
The Seattle defense is not good because they are so banged up, so they're going to have to score. I will go with Geno Smith, 250-plus passing yards in this game.
There you go.
Document accordingly on your spreadsheet.
It's already in.
Okay.
Head to the 99 restaurant this weekend for a three-course prime rib dinner. Enjoy a slow-roasted prime rib, two sides, and a free three-course meal upgrade. Available Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday and Monday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees and sunny outside. Brisk morning in Boston. Beautiful fall day. Highs approaching 60 with sunshine this afternoon.
Okay. A new entry in the dueling weather smokes category, Curtis. Never mind Jeremy Reiner. You now have to worry about the Vice President of the United States.
Oh, God.
Kamala Harris. Here she was yesterday on the Weather Channel calling in to inform the public about the difference when it comes to hurricane categories.
The other point, Mike, that I would make, especially it came through on the briefing from the federal experts, it's really important that we think about the language that we're using to talk about what we are predicting. Because, for example, it has moved from time to time from a Category 5 to a Category 4. It's important that we not emphasize that downgrading has happened because, in fact, the difference between Category 5 and Category 4 in terms of the danger and the damage is pretty much the same.
All right. So, in fact, Curtis, the difference between Category 5 and Category 4 is pretty much the same, just to be clear.
You know what? Okay? I don't really care what your political affiliation is. Don't commit weather that half-assed. That goes for Trump.
Kamala. It's an insult to those like you who treat it as a profession.
Right. That holier-than-thou tall loser, Governor Baker with the sweater vest from the bunker in Framingham. I don't care who you are.
Exactly.
The reason we have categories is to show how bad the hurricane could be.
And the thing about the category is that it is often a category within a grouping of categories.
And you know what I've decided?
I can categorically say that the category is sometimes the category.
I finally figured out who Kamala is. She's the liberal George W. Bush, like the empty vessel that is there to do others' bidding.
Courtney, what you hear?
All right, we are going to get... We are going to get to some Bruins tickets that I have to give away at 9:30, so don't go anywhere.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.